গত 19 এপ্রিল শনিবার বাংলা নববর্ষ পালন উপলক্ষে সিডনির অলিম্পিক পার্কের ANZ স্টেডিয়ামে আয়োজন করা হয়েছিল বৈশাখী মেলার। এই মেলার আয়োজক সংগঠন বঙ্গবন্ধু কাউন্সিল অস্ট্রেলিয়া। এই সংগঠনটি দীর্ঘ 24 বছর ধরে বৈশাখী মেলার আয়োজন করে আসছে। 1989 সালে বঙ্গবন্ধু পরিষদ অস্ট্রেলিয়া নামে যাত্রা শুরু করলেও পরবর্তীতে 2009 সালে নাম পরিবর্তন করে বঙ্গবন্ধু কাউন্সিল অস্ট্রেলিয়া রাখা হয়। শনিবার সকাল 11টা থেকে রাত 10টা পর্যন্ত চলে এই মেলা। এই মেলায় ছিল স্মরণকালের ব্যাপক লোক সমাগম। শুধু সিডনি থেকে নয়, অস্ট্রেলিয়ার বিভিন্ন স্থান থেকে এবং পার্শ্ববর্তী দেশ নিউজিল্যান্ড সহ আরও কয়েকটি দেশ থেকে বাঙালিরা আসেন এই মেলায় যোগ দিতে। বাঙালি ছাড়াও অন্যান্য জাতি এবং ভাষাভাষীর আনাগোনাও ছিল চোখে পড়ার মতো। মেলায় প্রবেশের জন্য এই প্রথমবারের মতো অনলাইন টিকিট বিক্রির ব্যবস্থা ছিল। প্রাপ্ত তথ্য অনুসারে জানা যায় সেদিন প্রায় 30,000-এরও বেশি লোক এই মেলায় যোগ দেয়। ANZ স্টেডিয়ামের সুপরিসর প্রাঙ্গণে লোকজনের ভিড়ে গমগম করলেও ছোট বড় বাচ্চা বুড়ো কারো কোনো অসুবিধা হয়নি। এছাড়া মেলায় আগতদের সুবিধার্থে ফ্ল্যাট রেট পার্কিং এর ব্যবস্থা ছিল এবং পার্কিং থেকে মেলা প্রাঙ্গণে যাতায়াতের জন্য ফ্রি শাটল বাসের ব্যবস্থাও করা হয়। এবারের মেলাটি ট্রেন স্টেশনের সাথে হওয়ায় বহু মানুষ ট্রেনেও যাতায়াত করেছেন। মেলা থেকে সরাসরি রেডিও অনুষ্ঠান প্রচার করেছে SBS রেডিও বাংলা। SBS বাংলার ফটোবুথে সারাক্ষণই ভিড় লেগেছিল, লোকজন লাইনে দাঁড়িয়ে ছবি তুলেছেন। মেলাতে দেশি বিদেশি নানা রকম মুখরোচক খাবারের স্টল ছিল, ছিল বইপত্রের দোকান এবং শাড়ি গহনা সহ অন্যান্য সামগ্রীর স্টল, বাচ্চাদের জন্য বিভিন্ন রাইড, নাগরদোলা সহ নানা রকম আমোদ প্রমোদের ব্যবস্থা ছিল। সব মিলিয়ে বলা যায় এ যেন বিদেশের মাটিতে খোদ বাংলাদেশেরই কোনো বৈশাখী মেলা, কিংবা বিদেশে এক টুকরো বাংলাদেশ। এদিকে ANZ স্টেডিয়ামের অভ্যন্তর ভাগে মূল অনুষ্ঠান মঞ্চে ব্যস্ত ছিল নানা সাংস্কৃতিক অনুষ্ঠানে। বেলা 1টায় সাংস্কৃতিক অনুষ্ঠানের শুরু হয় ঢোলের সাথে বৃন্দগান দিয়ে। এরপর 1:30টার দিকে অনুষ্ঠানের শুভ উদ্বোধন ঘোষণা করেন বঙ্গবন্ধু কাউন্সিল অস্ট্রেলিয়া। এরপর একের পর এক সাংস্কৃতিক অনুষ্ঠান মাতিয়ে রাখে দর্শকদের। বঙ্গবন্ধু কাউন্সিল 2004 সাল থেকে বঙ্গবন্ধু অ্যাওয়ার্ডের প্রবর্তন করেন। সমাজের বিভিন্ন কাজের অবদানের স্বীকৃতি হিসেবে এই অ্যাওয়ার্ড দেওয়া হয়। এবছর SBS রেডিওর বাংলা অনুষ্ঠানকে এই পদক দেওয়া হয়। পদকটি গ্রহণ করেন SBS রেডিওর ডাইরেক্টর ম্যান্ডি উইক্স এবং বাংলা প্রোগ্রামের এক্সিকিউটিভ প্রডিউসার আবু রেজা আরেফিন। পদকটি প্রদান করেন বঙ্গবন্ধু কাউন্সিলের সভাপতি শেখ সাইমুল হক। এই অ্যাওয়ার্ড প্রদান অনুষ্ঠান নিয়ে সংক্ষিপ্ত একটি ধারা বিবরণী।
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are all aware that Bangabandhu Council Australia represents the interest of the Bengali-speaking Australians, and it is active in promoting their social and cultural life and thus contribute to multicultural Australia. In doing so, as the name indicates, our organization sincerely attempts to realize the dreams and ideals of one of the world's greatest leaders of all times, the father of the nation of Bangladesh, Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman. And we all know about him very well. We have introduced Bangabandhu Award for many years now to recognize, appreciate and honor people and organizations who are contributing to help us promote the Bengali community and its culture. And we believe this is one of the ways we can pay our respect and tribute to the father of the nation of Bangladesh. Let's see a short clip now on this legend.
যদি রাত
As I said in the beginning, we honor people and organization with Bangabandhu Award every year. And this year, we have found someone, an organization, to confer the award. And this year's Bangabandhu Award has been conferred to SBS Radio Australia. Ladies and gentlemen, you all know about SBS Radio Bangla program. SBS Special Broadcasting Service was founded on the belief that all Australians, regardless of geography, age, cultural background or language, skills should have access to high quality, independent, culturally relevant Australian media. And the contribution, the evolution of SBS Bangla program is below. The SBS Bangla program commenced in 1976, broadcasting in 20 minutes each fortnight in Sydney only. It has since expanded and broadcasts on the language radio schedule to all capital cities and regional centres of Australia with 2 dedicated hours per week. It is also available on digital radio, digital TV, online and on mobile, providing news, current affairs, music, sports and interviews in Bengali. Ladies and gentlemen, the award has been conferred to SBS Bangla Radio in recognition of expanding the SBS Bangla program to give the Bengali community a voice in Australia and thus enriching Australian multiculturalism, providing independent and balanced Australian and international news and information in Bengali. And finally, outstanding contributions to the Bengali community in promoting its proud history, language, culture and heritage in Australia. Having said that, I would like to invite Ms. Mandy Wicks, Director, Audio and Language Content, SBS, on stage to accept the award from the President of Bangabandhu Council Australia, Sheikh Hawk. May I kindly ask both of them on stage. I'd also like to invite Mr. Abu Reza Arifin, the Executive Producer of Bangla Program, who has been immensely instrumental behind transmitting all the Bangla programs in SBS Radio. So can we please put our hands together for SBS Radio for their immense contribution towards Bangla language, history and culture and promoting the community in Australia. Ladies and gentlemen, please let us put our hands together for the SBS Bangla Radio. And a big hand for Mr. Abu Reza Arifin for his contribution in the background. I would request Mandy to say a few words, please.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you. SBS is so privileged and proud to accept the award this evening. And I'd very much like to thank the Bangabandhu Council for bestowing such a magnificent award on SBS. The previous performance was absolutely stunning. It took us on a journey around the world. And what I love most about it is the fact that actually all those cultures visited and those countries are absolutely what you find here in Australia. And of course, the Bengali community is also at the heart of that. At SBS, it makes sense in the most multicultural country in Australia that we would be the most multicultural broadcaster in the world. And we have over 70 languages on our radio schedule. And we've been so proud that our Bengali service has been able to grow over the last 40 years, along with the community. And I'd very much like to thank you for your support in the last 40 years, for sharing your stories with us and your culture. I'd also like to congratulate our executive producer, Abu Arifin, who is so committed and passionate, of course, about the community. He is the heart and soul of the community. And we very much appreciate you welcoming SBS so warmly to this event every year, and we very much look forward to growing our partnership and our connection in the years ahead. So thank you very, very much, and I wish you all a wonderful night. Shubhonobobosso.
Ebarer melay upostit chilen Australia rajnitibidra. সরকার ও বিরোধী দল উভয় দল থেকেই তাদের উপস্থিতি ছিল। মেলাকে এক অনন্য পর্যায়ে নিয়ে গেছে, বিশেষ করে মেলার আয়োজকদের আয়োজন নিয়ে ভূয়সী প্রশংসা করেন সকলে। এসবিএস বাংলা উপস্থিত বক্তাদের কিছু চুম্বক অংশ ধারণ করেছে। বঙ্গবন্ধু কাউন্সিলের বদরুল খানের সঞ্চালনায় এই পর্বে বক্তব্য রাখেন অনেকে। প্রথমে বক্তব্য রাখেন উলঙ্গন ইউনিভার্সিটির প্রফেসর গ্রেস ম্যাককেথি। তিনি বলেন,
I apologize for my terrible pronunciation, but I just want to say from my heart how pleased, proud and privileged we feel as the University of Wollongong to be part of this wonderful celebration. All of you in this community share your culture so generously with all of us, and you enhance the cultural life of Australia, just as your work in the workplace enhances the economic prosperity of Australia. And we are really pleased, and we thank the Organising Council for all their hard work in creating this wonderful event. I'm looking forward to the rest of the evening. Do banyo. Thank you.
এরপর বক্তব্য রাখেন SBS রেডিওর ডাইরেক্টর ম্যান্ডি উইকস। তিনি SBS রেডিওর সংক্ষিপ্ত কার্যক্রমের একটি বিবরণী দেন। তিনি বলেন,
Good evening everyone, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. I too would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land we meet on and pay my respects to their elders past and present. I'd also like to thank the Bangabandhu Council for their incredibly warm welcome to SBS at this festival each year. We feel incredibly proud and privileged to be a part of the festival, and we're currently broadcasting outside right now. For 40 years, SBS has been exploring life in Australia. We've been covering the breaking news, we've been telling your stories, and we've been celebrating at festivals and community events just like this one. This year, we've got many projects that we would love to invite you to be a part of. One of the things we're doing at the moment, we've recently launched a new settlement guide for new Australians, which features on our radio programs each week. In May, all of SBS is going to be looking at identity, and we're going to be trying to break down all the stereotypes, the symbols that can often divide our communities and our cultures. And we'd love you to be a part of that as well. In June and July this year, we're doing a national languages competition to celebrate and inspire a love of languages right across Australia. And then in August, there'll be the national census, which is kind of the gauge on population in Australia. And after the last census, we ended up doubling our service to the Bangla community, being one of the largest growing and fastest growing communities in Australia. So we're very much looking forward to seeing what the census holds when the results come out next year, and how that might influence our service to the Bangla community. But tonight we invite you, as I say, to come outside and also to join us at the outside broadcast van. Right now our executive producer Abu Arafin is broadcasting live right across Australia, so we do encourage you to come across and say hello to Abu and also to the SBS team. So on behalf of everyone at SBS, I wish you all a wonderful night. Shubho Noboboso.
Boktobo rakhen Sydney Olympic Park Authority-r pokkhe John Ferguson.
Good evening everybody, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. My role simply here is to welcome you to Sydney Olympic Park. You're in a brand new venue for this Boishakhi Mela, and it is so pleasing to see this event grow from strength to strength. And every one of you should be very proud of the fact that you've got probably one of the most successful community events, certainly that's been held in Olympic Park. And I don't think it's a bit of a stretch to say probably one of the most successful community events in New South Wales. So I would just like to say welcome and best of luck. Thank you.
এরপর বক্তব্য রাখেন হিউ ম্যাকডারমট, member of the Legislative Assembly, member for Prospect, Australian Labor Party সদস্য.
Thank you very much and Happy New Year. What a wonderful day to have a new year. Think about last year and how wet it was in the rain, but the gods have certainly smiled on us today in this beautiful autumn weather. Well, I congratulate the Bengali New Year Festival Organising Committee. You've done an amazing job. Certainly the council has really stepped up, and it's great to see all the stalls in such a fantastic venue as this. Now, this is the first time I've ever actually been on the grounds of the ANZ Stadium. I've been to football games here before, but it's great that on Bengali New Year that I get to actually stand here and look up. On my way in, I got to see all the different festivals, and I can't wait that when we finish up here being dignitaries, we can go down and try some of the food and see some of the crafts and other things and entertainment that's going to go on tonight. So, as the member of Prospect, I'd like to congratulate you, the Bengali community, for this great event. Also, I pray that the gods smile on you this year and you have a happy and prosperous year, and you have a wonderful day today. Thanks very much.
বক্তব্য রাখেন ডেভিড ক্লার্ক, মেম্বার অব দ্য লেজিসলেটিভ কাউন্সিল, পার্লামেন্ট সেক্রেটারি ফর জাস্টিস, লিবারেল পার্টির সদস্য। তিনি বলেন,
Well, thank you very much, and it's a great honor and joy to be here today for this celebration of the festival of Boishakhi, the celebration of the start of the Bengali New Year. and I extend greetings to the Bandu Council of Australia. They've been going for nearly 25 years, nearly a quarter of a century, and they just keep going on to bigger and better and greater things. I extend greetings also to the 100,000 people of Bengali Australian community. And by the finish of tonight, 20,000 of them would have been here outside at the great festival that's taking place in the courtyard behind us. Bengal New Year is a great occasion to celebrate the achievements of the Bengali Australian community, who just keep striving for greater things in our community, a proud part of the Australian nation. It's also an occasion to celebrate 1,000 years of Bengali civilization. Now, most of that time, the Bengali people have sought to achieve true nationhood. In 1947, they achieved partial nationhood through the nation of Pakistan. But after a war of liberation, they achieved total free nationhood in the nation of Bangladesh. That's a great thing to be celebrating here today as well. And it's a great thing to be celebrating here in this great Olympic stadium, the site of the 2000 Olympic Games, a great site for an Olympic people, the Bengali people, to celebrate their nationhood and to celebrate their history and to celebrate their achievements here in Australia as well. Thank you very much.
Aro boktobbo rakhen Jody Mackay, Member of Legislative Assembly, Member for Strathfield, Australian Labour Party sodosho.
Ashubo Nobo Borsho. It's a pleasure to be here tonight for what is a spectacular event, and I know such an important event on the Bengali calendar. I want to wish each and every one of you a happy new year, and I want to particularly thank the executive committee that works tirelessly year after year to make this happen. In particular, I acknowledge the work of Sheikh and Surajit, who I've been having a lot to do with to make this happen. I want to also thank ANZ Stadium. This is one of the first community events of its type held here, and I think it's fitting that it's a Bengali event. So well done, everyone, on such an extraordinary night, and I really look forward to spending more time with you this evening. And I want to again thank the Executive Committee and all those in the Bengali community who've come here tonight to celebrate the new year. So thank you.
Boktobbo rakhen Matt Thistlewaite, MP, Member for Kingsford Smith, New South Wales, Australian Labour Party sodosho. Tini bolen.
Thank you. Shubhanamo Bashu. Can I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land and pay my respects to elders past and present? I acknowledge all the distinguished guests and thank Sheikh Hawke and the Bangabandhu Council for the opportunity to join you all for this very important celebration of Bengali heritage and culture, and also modern day Australia and Australian multiculturalism. I'm very blessed to have a vibrant and active Bengali community in the seat that I represent in the Federal Parliament. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, have a great New Year celebration. Thank you for the opportunity to join you all once more. Shubhanamo Bashu.
Airport boktobbo rakhen Ms. Julie Owens, MP, Member for Parramatta, New South Wales, Australia, Labour Party sodosho. Tini biridhuliyo neta Bill Shortner pokkheo shubhechhabarni pesh koren.
Thank you, and it's an absolute pleasure to be here representing Bill Shorten at this extraordinary event, another milestone for Baishakhi Mela as we move into this great ANZ Stadium. Who would have thought nearly 25 years ago now, when a picnic day was held at Burwood Girls High School celebrating Bengali New Year, that it would continue to grow the way it has. It's an extraordinary achievement by the Bangabandhu, originally Parishad, now Bangabandhu Council, that have worked so hard over the last 25 years to weave this great event into the national calendar. It's the largest celebration of Bengali New Year outside of Bangladesh. Well done, and it's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Airport boktobbo rakhen Michelle Rowland, MP, Member for Greenway, New South Wales, Australian Labour Party sodosho.
Good afternoon, everyone, and Shubho Nobo Borsho. It's wonderful to be able to join you this afternoon for this most auspicious occasion. And I think it says something that so many members of Parliament from state and federal parliament, but also the High Commissioners from Bangladesh and Fiji are here as well. Just demonstrates the high esteem in which the Bangabandhu Council is held and the respect that is held for the Bangladeshi community in general. I look forward, as Mandy said, we are going to be having a census later on this year, and I look forward to Bangladesh Australian representation going upwards and onwards. Thank you for having me this afternoon.
এরপর বক্তব্য রাখেন লুক ফোলি এমপি, লিডার অব দ্য অপোজিশন, মেম্বার অব লেজিসলেটিভ অ্যাসেম্বলি, মেম্বার ফর অবার্ন, অস্ট্রেলিয়ান লেবার পার্টির সদস্য।
থ্যাংক ইউ ভেরি মাচ, হ্যাপি বেঙ্গালি নিউ ইয়ার টু ইউ অল। দ্য গ্রেট ডিফিকাল্টি ইন স্পিকিং আফটার অল অফ মাই কলিগস ইজ দেয়ারস নট মাচ মোর টু সে। রিয়েলি আই ওয়ান্ট টু কংগ্রাচুলেট দ্য বাঙ্গাবান্ধু কাউন্সিল ফর দেয়ার প্রমোশন অফ বেঙ্গালি কালচার। প্লিজ এনজয় দ্য বেঙ্গালি নিউ ইয়ার ফেস্টিভাল both here in this great stadium in my local electorate and outside. All the best to you and your families. Thanks for having me.
এরপর বক্তব্য রাখেন ডক্টর জেফ লি, মেম্বার অফ লেজিসলেটিভ অ্যাসেম্বলি, মেম্বার ফর প্যারামাটা, লিবারেল পার্টির সদস্য। তিনি প্রিমিয়ারের শুভেচ্ছা বার্তাও পড়ে শোনান।
Thank you very much, and I bring the greetings of the Premier, the Honourable Mike Baird, who sends his best wishes for the Bengali New Year. Can I say what a special event, and congratulate the Bangabandhu Council of Australia. A fantastic event, grows from strength to strength. As we know, Australia is a multicultural society built upon waves of migration, and the Bengali community has added so much vibrancy. The Bengali community has made a great contribution to New South Wales and Australia. Happy New Year.
এরপর বক্তব্য রাখেন রিপাবলিকান অফ ফিজির হাই কমিশনার, His Excellency Yugosh Panja.
Your Excellency Mr. Hussain, my colleague in the parliament and the diplomatic scene, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I was asked to contribute towards your message for the new year in your magazine, and I tried to find a little bit more about Bangladesh essence. And one of them is an actual fact. It's about the values now, about the secularism, how you're accepting people, accepting cultures, respecting religions. To me, that's the true heart of Bangladeshi people. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
এরপর বক্তব্য রাখেন অস্ট্রেলিয়ায় নিযুক্ত গণপ্রজাতন্ত্রী বাংলাদেশ সরকারের মাননীয় হাই কমিশনার, হিজ এক্সেলেন্সি কাজী ইমতিয়াজ হোসেন।
এক্সেলেন্সিজ, ডিস্টিংগুইশড গেস্টস এন্ড member of New South Wales Parliament, as well as the federal parliament, Mr. Shamim Haq of President Bangabandhu Council of Australia, and my dear fellow Bangladeshi origin Australians. Shubho Navobarsho, amar antorik shubhechha obhinondon notun bochorer jonne. আমরা একটি কথা বারবার প্রতি বছরই বলি, পুরনো যা কিছু তা ফেলে দিয়ে আগামীর পথে, নতুনের পথে, নতুন আশা আকাঙ্ক্ষায় আমরা একটি নতুন বছর শুরু করছি। সেই নতুন বছরের শুভকামনা, সেই নতুন বছরের আকাঙ্ক্ষা, সাফল্য আপনাদের সকলের জীবনে আসুক, এই কামনা দিয়ে আমি আমার কথা শুরু করছি। এক্সেলেন্সিজ, আই জাস্ট ওয়ান্টেড টু শেয়ার ইন মাই ওন ল্যাঙ্গুয়েজ, অ্যান্ড আই এম ভেরি প্রাউড টু ডিক্লেয়ার দ্যাট ওভার 250 million পিপল অফ দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড স্পিক আ ল্যাঙ্গুয়েজ, শেয়ার আ কালচার উইচ ইজ সেলিব্রেটিং টুডে। I congratulate you. I congratulate Bangladeshi brothers and sisters who are strengthening, supporting our relationship, and I believe this will continue in the future as well. I commend Bangabandhu Council of Australia, and I commend the leadership that is presently holding its hand, led by Sheikh Shamim Haq. Thank you very much. Apnader shokolke abaro navobarsher oshombhob rokomer sundor shubhechha janacchi.
বক্তব্য রাখেন টনি বার্ক এমপি, মেম্বার ফর ওয়াটসন, ম্যানেজার অফ অপোজিশন বিজনেস, অস্ট্রেলিয়ান লেবার পার্টির সদস্য।
থ্যাংক ইউ ইউর এক্সেলেন্সিজ, মাই ফেলো মেম্বার্স অফ পার্লামেন্ট, দি অর্গানাইজার্স অফ টুডে এন্ড ফ্রেন্ডস অল, ওয়েন দ্য হাই কমিশনার স্পোক ইন বেঙ্গালি, ইটস আ রিমাইন্ডার দ্যাট হোয়াইল অস্ট্রেলিয়া হ্যাজ বিন সাপোর্টিভ অফ দ্য স্টোরি অফ বাংলাদেশ right back to 1971, 1972, that it's no longer simply a case of us being supportive of the story of another country. The Bangladeshi story is now part of the Australian story. Your story, your heritage is part of the story of this country. Your celebration tonight is yet another Happy New Year celebration here in Australia. And for the Bengali people, one of the few peoples in the world, one of the few moments in the history of the world, world where a language has been the cause for resistance. Not land, not territory, but about the dignity of language. The language that some of the world's most magnificent poetry, including from Rabindranath Tagore, was written. A language which, because of the families that have come here in Australia, is a language that now lives in this country too. Please keep passing it on to your children. Please allow the beauty and the strength and the character of the Bengali language to now always have a home, and let us always keep coming back and celebrating it here in Sydney too. Happy New Year.
বক্তব্য রাখেন ক্রেড ল্যান্ডি এমপি, মেম্বার ফর রেড, নিউ সাউথ ওয়েলস, অ্যাসিস্ট্যান্ট মিনিস্টার ফর মাল্টিকালচারাল অ্যাফেয়ার্স, লিবারাল পার্টির সদস্য। তিনি অস্ট্রেলিয়ান প্রাইম মিনিস্টার ম্যালকম টার্নবুলের শুভেচ্ছাবাণীও পড়ে শোনান।
থ্যাংক ইউ ফর রাইজিং দ্য মাইক্রোফোন টনি। শেখ হক, টু ইউ এন্ড ইওর অ্যামেজিং কমিটি, নট অনলি ফর অল ইউ হ্যাভ ডান ইন দ্য অলমোস্ট 25 ইয়ার্স দ্যাট দিস ফেস্টিভাল হ্যাজ বিন গোইং অন, বাট ইন দ্য সাকসেস অফ ব্রিংগিং ইট টু দিস গ্রেট স্টেডিয়াম. To you, and I know Tusha and Surajit is out here somewhere, and to all your committee, a heartfelt thanks, not only on behalf of the community, but I can tell you growing up that I always dreamt of walking on this hallowed ground. I suspected it would be playing rugby league. However, I'm here to celebrate New Year, and it's a great thing. It's a great honour to be here with my many parliamentary colleagues, both state and federal, to represent the Prime Minister, but also as the Federal Minister responsible for multiculturalism. And I, like Luke, am the local member here in this part of Sydney. And as you all know, we don't talk about multiculturalism here, we live it. And to each and every one of you, before I read this message, I just simply wanted to say thank you. Sitting in every seat is a different story. But the part I love about the local Bangladeshi community is the fact, the reverence and respect you pay to your culture. Whether it's your language, what you wear, what you eat, you pass it on to your children. And I love coming to these festivals because one day, in generations to come, the young ones that are sitting here and running around outside, they are the custodians of your culture. You make our country a better place, and our country is the poorer for it if we lose your culture over time. So, Sheikh, to you and all your committee for the work you do in preserving and maintaining your culture and passing on from generation to generation, you make our country a better place. That said, I have a message for the Prime Minister that he has asked me to read to you tonight. I send my best wishes to everyone attending the Bengali New Year Festival. As you joyfully welcome the start of Baisakh, I share in your hopes for a peaceful and prosperous future. The fundamental values of Baisakhi Mela, of tradition, culture and community, are ideals that our nation embraces. The freedom to express and celebrate our differences is what makes us one of the most successful multicultural societies in the world. By embracing our diversity, we become heirs, not only to the culture of our own forebears, but to that of all who choose to call this country home. I commend the Bangabandhu Council Australia for its commitment to these aims and thank everyone who has worked hard to make the Bengali New Year Festival a success. Shavu Nabu Basho, the Honourable Malcolm Turnbull MP, from me, from my family to you, Happy New Year.
অনুষ্ঠানে ডিগনেটারিজদের এই পর্বের বক্তব্যের সমাপ্তি টানেন বঙ্গবন্ধু কাউন্সিল অস্ট্রেলিয়ার সভাপতি শেখ সাইমুল হক। তিনি এই মেলাটিকে সাফল্যমণ্ডিত করে তোলার জন্য সকলকে ধন্যবাদ জানান।
হিজ এক্সেলেন্সিজ অনারেবল মেম্বার অফ দ্য পার্লামেন্টস, ডিস্টিংগুইশড গেস্টস, লেডিজ এন্ড জেন্টলম্যান, অন বিহাফ অফ দ্য বঙ্গবন্ধু কাউন্সিল অস্ট্রেলিয়া অ্যান্ড দ্য বেঙ্গালি কমিউনিটি, আই উড লাইক টু এক্সপ্রেস মাই সিনসিয়ার থ্যাঙ্কস অ্যান্ড গ্র্যাটিটিউড টু অল অফ ইউ for joining this grand Bengali New Year celebration here in ANZ Stadium and be a part of this third stage of Baisakhi Mela. Our first stage started 24 years before in 1993 from a school ground. The second stage started when this event was relocated to Sydney Olympic Park Athletic Centre in 2006. After 10 years, when it grew huge, this event now landed in the world class, one of the best stadiums in the world, ANZ Stadium. Today is a historic day for all Bengali-speaking and Bangladeshi community. This Boishakhi Mela is the first ever community event here in ANZ. I would like to thank many of your great support during the last 10 years in Olympic Park, but a very special thanks to Jody McKay, the member for Strathfield, to work with us in securing this ANZ stadium for this Boishakhi Mela Bengali New Year celebration. BCA has always been blessed with tremendous support from the entire Bengali community in Sydney and Australia. This has become a national day for all Bengali-speaking people. I would like to thank Sydney Olympic Park Authority for hosting this Boishakhi Mela in Olympic Park for the last 11 years. The amount of support and help from Sydney Olympic Park Authority during the all last 11 years is simply incredible. Without their support, their help, assistance, and guidance, it would be very hard for this event to grow such a big scale. Distinguished guests, in 24 years, this event grew from a seed to a mammoth tree, and that has been possible due to the consistent effort, determination, and hard work by the members of our organization. BCA is proud to initiate, organize, and establish this iconic event successfully at this height in this unique multicultural society of Australia. Boishakhi Mela is now one of the best and biggest multicultural event in Australia, and definitely the best and biggest New Year celebration anywhere in the world outside Bangladesh. I personally feel immensely privileged and honored to be part of this 24 years of long journey. Once again, thanks all of you and wish you a very Shubho Novo Borsho.
এবারের বৈশাখী মেলার অন্যতম আকর্ষণ ছিল নচিকেতা চক্রবর্তী। তার পরিবেশনায় অন্তবিহীন পথ চলায় জীবন, অ্যাম্বিশন ইত্যাদি হৃদয় ছোঁয়া গান দিয়ে মাতিয়ে রাখেন পুরোটা সময়। আতশবাজির মধ্য দিয়েই শেষ হয় বৈশাখী মেলা 2016। এতক্ষণ এনজেড স্টেডিয়ামে অনুষ্ঠিত বৈশাখী মেলা 2016 নিয়ে প্রতিবেদনটি শুনলেন।